This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban now have full control of Kabul's international airport after the last U.S. plane took off, marking the end of America's longest war. Vehicles and armed Taliban fighters raced back and forth along the airport's sole runway on the northern military side of the airfield. Before dawn broke on Tuesday, the Taliban walked through hangars on the military side, passing some of the seven CH-46 helicopters the U.S. used in its evacuations before rendering them unusable. On the civilian side under the airport, Taliban fighters draped their white flags over barriers as dozens of suitcases, shoes, and clothes were left strewn across the floor from the chaotic evacuation. Even though the military has withdrawn from Afghanistan, the U.S. State Department says it's going to work and will continue on evacuating civilians and holding the Taliban accountable for promises to uphold human rights. We get details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a new team will lead the post-war diplomatic effort for Afghanistan and for safety.
We suspended our diplomatic presence in Kabul and transferred our operations to Doha, Qatar.
Blinken estimates more than 123,000 people have been evacuated, but some 1 to 200 Americans remain, along with many of the Afghans who supported the U.S.
We will keep working to help them. Our commitment to them has no deadline.
Blinken says the U.S. and the international community will hold the Taliban to its promises. But a Republican Congressman, Michael Waltz, who served in Afghanistan, says the U.S. has given it all away to the Taliban.
That's AP's